This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the industries enjoying a post-election stock bounce is for-profit higher education. Apollo, the owner of the University of Phoenix, as well as DeVry and Strayer, have all seen gains since the polls closed. Because after a nearly eight-year crackdown by the Obama administration, many in the education field are guessing a Republican-controlled Congress and White House is going to roll back some oversight. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
First on the for-profit college hit list, the Gainful Employment Rule. The Obama-era regulation targets career education programs whose graduates don't earn enough to pay back their loans.
Gainful employment in its present structure cannot and should not survive.
Steve Gunderson is president of Career Education Colleges and Universities, a trade group. He'd also like to see rules aimed at protecting student loan borrowers from fraud suspended until Congress writes legislation that applies to all colleges. That worries Michelle Asha Cooper. She's president of the Institute for Higher Education Policy, which advocates for low-income and minority students.
The emphasis was placed on for-profits because they had the worst outcomes and the worst effects on students,
including low graduation rates and high default rates on student loans. Ben Miller with the Center for American Progress says many programs that would have failed under gainful employment have already closed. Corinthian and ITT have gone bankrupt. Miller doesn't expect the industry to come roaring back.
These schools still have to go out and find students to go there. And the image of for-profit colleges has been so tarnished that I think that's going to be tough going regardless of if there are regulations in place or not.
But student advocates and proponents of for-profit education will be watching closely for any changes under the new administration. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.